Richard, you're very familiar with Fota Wildlife Park.
Yes, I used to be a governor of Fota, a member of the ruling committee there. It's a marvellous place. I recommend anyone to go there. If you go to Cork area, don't miss Fota. It's wonderful.
Have you got a favourite animal there?
Oh, yes. I think everyone's favourite animal is the cheetah. They have a cheetah run in Fota. A cheetah run is a thing like an enormous clothesline. And you remember in the hardware stores long ago, they used to have a thing where they put the money into a little container, a cylindrical container, and they fired it along a wire to the office.
Yeah.
Where
it
the
used to be in restaurants, in some restaurants as well.
Yes. I remember that was. I used to love that in Limerick as a child, going into some of these shops and seeing this thing flying around. But they do that with cheetahs. The cheetah needs exercise. He's a great runner. So to give him exercise, the food is put onto a hook, and the hook is fired along a wire, the same as a money used to be in the hardware stores long ago. And it's wonderful to watch that. The cheetahs know this, and they're watching, and they're racing. But it's a marvellous animal.
Well, I like the lemurs myself. Are you a fan of the lemurs, Niall?
I very much am. I've never been to Madagascar, where lemurs come from. Lemurs are a unique group of animals only found on the island of Madagascar, one of the hotspots of biodiversity in all the world. And I know that many lemur species are now critically endangered, which is such a tragedy because they're such endearing species. Mm. And anytime you get to see one, like a ring-tailed lemur like they have in Fota, for example, there's something just so almost human about them, but also something really, really playful. They're like cartoon characters. Absolutely gorgeous animals.
Well, you mentioned their name there, ring-tailed lemurs, and true to their name, ring-tailed lemurs' tails are ringed with exactly 13 alternating black and white bands. Count them the next time you see one, making them one of the most recognisable of primates in our zoos and wildlife parks. This female dominant species hails, as Niall said, solely from the island of Madagascar. Let's have a listen to David Attenborough.
Several troops of ringtails manage to make a living in these highlands. Some of the luckier ones occupy a more sheltered valley where a few trees have managed to take root. Morning fog, condensing on leaves, is an important source of water. Although the mornings still have a chill to them, life here seems more relaxed, but also more crowded. Almost every female is carrying an infant, an indication that life is comparatively easy up here. With more protection from the elements, and a little more food, this troop is particularly large and can devote plenty of time to their social lives.
The voice of David Attenborough from the BBC series Madagascar. Ring-tailed lemurs, as Niall mentioned, are currently classified as endangered, with recent reports suggesting that there has been a 95% reduction in wild populations since the year 2000. Thus, conservation and breeding programmes are critical to their survival. And so Fota Wildlife Park were delighted recently to announce the birth of three infants of the endangered species. To tell us all about them, we're joined now from Fota by Teresa Parr, one of the lead rangers at the park. Hello, Teresa. Tell us about these young primates.
That's right, Derek. So we're delighted to announce some new primate births at Fota Wildlife Park. We had two baby colobus born on the 9th and 15th of March. And then we had three ring-tailed lemurs born. So they were born on the 11th. Aqua had twins, and Breda had one baby, and that was on the 17th.
How are you doing when it comes to breeding ring-tailed lemurs there at Fota?
We generally do well, although we haven't had a baby ring-tail born in a number of years. We recently got a new breeding group, so this is the first time that they have bred. We've mixed them over the past year, and we're happy to announce that they've had babies, which was the whole point of us getting them.
Absolutely. And I was mentioning the fact that there's a 95% reduction in wild populations since the year 2000. So what impact do you think institutions like Fota Wildlife Park breeding locally will have on wild populations? And what's going to happen to those babies when they mature?
So because they are endangered, they would have a stud book, and there are only 2,000 estimated ring-tailed lemurs left in the wild and 2,000 in captivity. So obviously their numbers are still dropping in the wild due to different challenges. So it's important to keep captive populations breeding as much as we can. with something like a ring-tailed lemur, you couldn't put that back into the wild because there's no more wild left, really. There's 90% of forest lost in the last 200 years in Madagascar. So unfortunately, you know, we would hope to do that, but maybe not in this particular case. We have reintroduced bison and oryx into big reserves in various countries, but there would be no plans to do the same with the ringtails until such time as we could ensure that they would be safe back in their home country.
So habitat destruction is the main issue, is it?
There are a number of things. So it would be deforestation. They're hunted for bushmeat, and they're also kept as illegal pets, which, you know, it's illegal, but it's happening. And as people encroach onto their territory more and more, they have less space, and they come into more contact with people, and unfortunately, it's to their detriment. When you think of it, in 1985, there were 10 million people in Madagascar, and in 2023, that has risen to 29.6 million people. So you can kind of get an idea of the challenges all these wild animals face.
Teresa, I have to ask you a question I've long wanted to ask somebody close to lemurs. Stink fights. It is said that lemurs waft their males, wave their big tails in the air to spread pheromones far and wide, and they have a stink competition with rivals. Is that true? And if so, do you smell lemur? Is there a characteristic smell? Is it like foxes? Foxes have this very strong smell. If you get near them, you'll never forget it. So is that the way with lemur, or is this an old wives' tale?
No, they do indeed have stink fights. I've never smelt it, but they produce like 200 plus pheromones, which they kind of rub on their tails from various scent glands. So the males have three sets of scent glands, and they rub these together, put it on their tails, and waft the tails at the enemy. But saying that, it also attracts the females. So it serves two purposes. There's flirt fighting and stink fighting.
What is that?
They're trying to entice females by wafting their scent towards them.
The other thing about lemurs is that it's a female-dominated society. The females call all the shots. Now, there are males in the troops. And you mentioned stud books, the stud book holder. The stud book holder of ringtail lemurs must have a bit of a problem, because in a group, and there can be 30 lemurs in the group, one or two of them will be fathering a lot of children, others will be fathering fewer. So you never know who's who, whose parent is whom, and how do you work the stud book in that case?
The animals in captivity, we would monitor to see who mum and dad are. So generally a dominant pair would kind of stay together, and then you'd have sub-ranking animals breeding together. So we would be fairly sure from identifying individuals as to who the mum and dad is. We pass that information then onto the stud bookkeeper, and then they can make their recommendations according to genetics and who should be placed where. So they're moved around according to this.
So the lemurs are about 4 weeks old or thereabouts now. How are they doing?
They're doing very well. In the first week, they are on mum's tummy. And by week two, then they're sitting up on her back, getting a piggyback. So they're doing well. They're starting to eat little bits and pieces of whatever mum is eating. So she's showing them what to eat. And then by age 6 months or so, they would be weaned at that stage, and they'll be venturing more away from mum.
And I bet the people love to see them when they go into the park.
They are. I mean, who doesn't love a baby lemur? They're adorable.
They are indeed. Teresa, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Derek.
And you can see some pictures and learn more about lemurs if you visit our website, which is rte.ie/